We pray. Father in heaven, grant unto us wisdom with prudence, knowledge with discretion, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Among the people of this world, there are those who are quite sneaky and efficient in the performance of evil. They are like the serpent of old, whose crafty ways led the world into sin and death. They are like their father, the devil. What a sad shame it is that the gift of discretion is so often turned in the direction of evil. It even happens among us. What could have been and should have been a gift put to the work, to the use of God is instead put to work in sin. However, there are many who use it in the service of the Lord. And so what makes the difference between these two people? Well, the difference can be seen in the 12th verse of the 8th chapter of Proverbs. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out the knowledge of discretion. Let's define some terms. Prudence. What is it? Carefully weighing the pros and cons of an action. Considering the ultimate outcome of a certain behavior. Discretion. The ability to distinguish between good and evil, and then choosing one of them. A prudent fool carefully weighs the pros and cons, considers the outcome of a certain behavior. But he does it in order to find out what he can get away with. In the end, he may choose good behavior because he believes it will be more beneficial for him. In other words, he's always acting for selfish reasons. More often than not, however, he chooses the evil behavior, because he believes that he will get away with it and he will profit personally. As for anybody getting hurt as a result, he doesn't care that much. How is it with you? Can you remember plotting and planning to do something that you knew was wrong? You carefully considered the best way to go about it. You weighed the possible consequences of your action. And then you proceeded to do whatever would serve your purpose, good or evil. Christians, like us, may do such things without really realizing what it is that we're doing. So it's time for us to examine ourselves. Do we walk down the pathway of fools? And it's entirely different when wisdom inhabits prudence. Consider God. Before the world was created, God plotted and planned the salvation of sinners. Infinite wisdom carefully weighed the pros and cons of carrying this out. Discretion considered the good and the evil and chose the good. And so God said, "This is what we'll do. You, my dearly beloved son, will leave the glories of heaven and go to earth. There you will become a man, born in great lowliness. You will place yourselves under the law that was meant for mankind, but which mankind does not obey. You will obey it for them. And having achieved perfect righteousness, you will then become guilty of all the sins ever committed. And when I see you so covered with the guilt of the world, I will rain down upon you the fullness of my anger, even unto death. But you will rise again and return to heaven to be crowned with glory and honor. And then, O Spirit, you will go out throughout the world spreading this good news of what the Son has done for all mankind. You will free people from the bondage to sin. You will breathe life into men, women, and children. Life everlasting. I will take them as my children. And together we will spend eternity in glory. So that's the kind of thing that happens when wisdom dwells with prudence and finds knowledge, the knowledge of discretion. Who among human beings could have devised such a plan? Nobody. When men scheme and plan, they end up acting on the basis of personal pride. It's a plan of arrogance, one that refuses to own up to personal failure and condemnation. This is the plan of every other religion in the world. I can save myself. There's no wisdom there. But they scheme and they plot and plan. By the grace of God, you have been given the kind of wisdom that sees God's plans and believes. Wisdom inhabits prudence and finds the knowledge of discretion. In your wisdom, given to you by the Holy Spirit, you have discovered the way of salvation through that God-man, Jesus Christ. You celebrate the birth. You celebrate His birth as if it were your own. For in a sense it is. You celebrate His life as your life, His death as your death, His resurrection as your resurrection, and His ascension into heaven as the guarantee of your own ascension to glory. What a marvelous thing our God has done for us. Praise be to His name. Praise Him with your mouth. Praise Him with your life. We praise Him with our life by using our wisdom with prudence, by finding knowledge, the knowledge of discretion. As we grow in the knowledge of God and learn to see what is good and what is evil, as we shrewdly plan our lives and our daily behavior, wisdom is the thing that's going to lead us to choose the good and to reject the evil. Wisdom will choose that kind of behavior that ultimately brings glory to the name of our Savior Jesus, the only name by which we can be saved. Let us pray. Lord, drive out the foolishness within that would search for ways to get away with sin. Give us the wisdom that provided salvation for us and will search for the ways of righteousness. Hear us for Jesus' sake. Amen. Hymn 374, verse 2, 4, and 6.